narrow way. Christ Jesus is the narrow way. He is the straight gate. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Why? Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. The straight gate, the narrow way, is Christ Jesus, and only Christ Jesus. Anyone who tries to come through that gate with a baggage of self-righteousness will not fit through the opening. When Jesus spoke these words, he knew there would be few who would receive him as Messiah, the end of the law for righteousness. The Pharisees and their followers were too invested in legalism. Today, Satan is still working in the hearts of men to blind them to this truth. Romans 10:4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him, Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Orthodox Jew still clings to the law for righteousness and acceptance by God. He does not even recognize the straight gate, much less try to enter it. The legalistic Christian tries to enter the straight gate, the narrow way, but does so hindered by doubts of the sufficiency of grace, clothed in the filthy rags of self-righteousness. God did not need mankind to perfect the created universe. God did not need mankind to perfect the created plan of salvation, grace. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering he has perfected forever them who are sanctified. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. To Christ Jesus be all praise and glory and honor both now and forever. Amen. Lay aside your baggage, strip down and enter into eternal abundant life by Christ Jesus, the Savior. Jesus said he is the way. But if you want to think about moving through life on some path, consider this statement. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4. So the incarnate word, Jesus, is telling us that the written word, the Bible, is essential for life. I couple this statement with John 10:10, where Jesus offers life and abundant life, making a distinction between the two. Those who continue in his words experience abundant life. Those who only believe in his provision for eternal life receive just that and no more. The way includes abundant life as well as eternal life. So the narrow way may be understood as continuing in his word toward discipleship.